Have you been to Lana'i lately? It is looking fantastic. The Lana'i Cultural Heritage Center is looking great. The theater is all spruced up brand new. The Pine Lads finished their softball season as league champs again. Things are going well, and we're checking in on their fifth Friday celebration planned this coming Friday. I called Alberta DeGetley because she's the contact for Lana'i's fifth Friday shindig. She grew up on Lana'i. She's a member of the Chamber of Commerce there, which sponsors fifth Fridays to encourage local businesses, especially the home-based mom-and-pop endeavors.
Since I'm the newspaper lady, too, I can share some really, really good news.
Okay.
This year, for the first time in 3 years, we are starting our school year with a full slate of teachers. We're so excited.
DeGetley says Lana'i High and Elementary's principal and VPs doubled down to get this full roster.
So we're doing everything possible from the community side to see if we can retain our teachers and have them stay 2 years, stay 3 years, bring their families, and make Lana'i their home. Mm. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
We want them to be a part of our community.
A community in transition. DeGetley says while the resort at Manele was closed last year, all those employees were assigned to community service jobs.
Oh, there must have been at least 60 or 70 employees assigned to the school. And it was just great for the teachers because, you know, there's always extra things that need to be done.
No wonder everything's looking so good there.
Yeah, they went out and cleaned yards for, you know, senior citizens. They spruced up buildings. They did a lot of landscaping cleanups. They repaid their base salaries.
Historically, unemployment on Lana'i is very low.
Right now, people are still waiting to be placed at different places. But I think eventually it will all work out because there are still a lot of jobs available.
DeGetley says the renovated theater is now double, 90 seats each side, first-run films, fabulous sound. You can tour it any time, really, like this Friday. When Lana'i has its town celebration, there's music, all the shops and eateries participate, plus special treats like those from David and Karen Hubin.
Well, they make the best cotton candy. It's just delicious because you're standing right there and they're making it right in front of you and it's kind of chilly at night, you know, and it's just fun. What's really exciting this time, we're going to have a big Pokemon Go tournament. Right in Dole Park, there's about 6 different locations just
gotta catch
the
them all. Hey, every night, trainers wander beneath the Cook Island pines in the nippy air of Lana'i City. In DeGetley's plan for a Lana'i day trip, you don't need a car or a plane if you're already on Maui. Just the ferry, the free shuttle, and this excuse to go. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.